This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The thing about bank failures is that they don't just hit depositors in the failed banks. Everybody gets a little rattled. Consumers and business owners all start to worry about the financial system overall and the rest of the economy. And a 24/7 news cycle and viral social media make the situation worse. And remember, this was already an economy that consumers didn't really have a whole lot of confidence in to begin with. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that.
Screaming news headlines and email subject lines with bank run and bank failure wouldn't be great for the consumer mindset at the best of times. And these times are anything but.
There's a lot of concern, a lot of anxiety out there.
Chris Jackson tracks consumer attitudes at Ipsos.
People have been sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop really since the pandemic began. They are very sensitive to shocks.
And recently, they've gotten plenty. Soaring inflation and interest rates, tech layoffs. Now, suddenly, regional banks are in trouble?
Something like this, even though it has probably a relatively small actual impact on people, it could have a large impact on how they view the stability of the system.
Reinforcing confidence in the system's stability is the main goal of all the recent emergency government actions, says Samir Samana at Wells Fargo.
The Fed and related entities stepped in pretty quickly and pretty forcefully and pretty comprehensively. All depositors will be made whole. That should hopefully ease any concerns about having, you know, access to money within the financial system.
Thing is, people don't always act rationally in the economy. If they get spooked, they could pull out safe deposits, precipitating more bank runs. And that can happen a lot faster than it used to, says Santa Clara University behavioral finance professor Meyer Statman.
Business people and depositors took out their money with clicks on their phones. So there's really greater danger now that technology has advanced, letting people take money so fast.
Meanwhile, all the talk of failing banks, government intervention, systemic risk, Statman says it sounds a lot like Great Recession times.
It just brings back the bad memories of 2008, that something is rickety, something is going to come apart.
Which a lot of folks have already been feeling for years now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.